Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Chav Beis. We're going to start from the bottom of Daf Chav Aleph in the Beis, the Gemara of Amrulai. Rabbi Kiva had said in the Mishnah that Shua Shlei Eichel V'Achel Kol Shua Schaiv, and the Rabbanan argued, and they told Rabbi Kiva Heichem Metzinu V'Achel Kol Shua Shua Chaiv, Shazer Chaiv, how is it possible that someone who eats kol shu'us chayiv, where do you find such a thing? Mechala Torah Kula. We spoke about this in the previous year, that they mean to say when he asked achila, he means the Torah is achila, which is always kezayis. So the Gemara is bothered with the lashon heichem etzina. Where do we find it? V'loi v'rei namala. The Gemara brings kama cases where we do find the eichel kol shu'us chayiv. In the first case is namala, someone eats an ant, even though it's not a kezayis, it's a kol shu'us chayiv. And Rashi says the makar is the Mishnah in Makkos, where Rabbi Shimon says, "Tzischay akama yechel min a hektish v'chayev." Rabbi Shimon said, "Koshu." The Gemara had brought that earlier in the summit, and the Chacham say kezayis. And Rabbi Shimon said, "He had to meida by yechel namala koshu shechayev. Aren't you meida by namala koshu shechayev? So why don't you say the same thing by tevel?" And they answered, "Neishu kubriyase. It's a barrier." Anyway, you see that everyone agrees that namala koshu is chayev. So here you find the Metzinu, here's Heichem Metzinu, they eat Kolshu, they eat Chayiv. So the Gemara says, no, Beria Shani, a Beria, a complete creation, that's different, that's why Namala is Chayiv, that's not included in this Heichem Metzinu. And then further, the Gemara asks for a Mefarish, where everyone agrees that if he's Mefarish, if he says, Shur Shlo Echel Kolshu, that he's Chayiv, so here you also again find the case where someone eats a Kolshu and he's Chayiv. And the Gemara says, Mefarish nami kiberia dami. Mefarish is also kiberia. And Rashi learns that a beria is different because it has chashivas, and Mefarish is kiberia, meaning because the reason why a beria is chayiv is because it has chashivas. You need a kezayis in order for it to be chashiv, but a beria gives the chashivas. And Mefarish also, since he said it, since he was astrileus, and he's giving a chashivas, that's achshavei, and Mamel has a chashivas of a shir. But I want to go into a little bit the sugya of beria, and what is a svar of beria, why a beria is chayiv if it's not a shir, even though it's a little bit zaitik to our sugya, but the pshat is also taisis in chulin that tzadik vav brings from our sugya a raya to his shita in beria. Al kolpanim, tzisaitis the ge'inyan, a geshmaka inyan, I want to go through it a bissel. You find the din of beria lagabe two things in halacha. One is lagabe what Agamar is talking about, Lagabe, that you chayev by a beria, even if you don't have a kezayis. That if you eat a beria of macholos asuris, you mechuyev, even if you don't have a kezayis. And another thing, where you find that Allah is lagabe bitul, that normally, when an isser is a sarif beheter, you don't know which is the isser, which is the heter. It's called the teruvis of yavesh beyavesh. You have a few different chatichas, you don't know which one is the isser, which one's the heter, and raiv is the heter. There's a din of bitul beraiv. In the Reis of Chad B'Trei Batal, when it's a beria, the din is, a beria is chashivas, a male it's not batal, and pashas, that's a din derabana. There is a third place you find the din of beria lagabi bracha achreina, which we're not going to go into that. Taisus brings, there is a shittas Yerushalmi that's mashmed that by a beria, you don't need a kezayis lagabi bracha achreina, which is somewhat similar to the din here, that you don't need a kezayis lagabi machalas asuris. Al kolpanim, Taisus is bothered by the following question. We find lagabe different isurim. You have the din of beria. We have here by a namala, which comes from the Mishnah in Makkos Daf Yud Gimel, that a namala you have a din of beria and you eat a namala less than a kezayis yichayiv. You find the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadik Vav lagabe gid anoshe, that by a gid anoshe, if you eat a gid anoshe which is less than a kezayis yichayiv, because a gid anoshe is considered a beria. You find lagabe two other isurim, lagabe evim and achai, which the Gemara in Daf Kuf Beis is also if you eat an entire Eiver with Basa, Gidim, and Atzamais, so then Yechayiv Malkus, even if it's not a Kezayis. That's a third Isser. And then also Lagabi Eif Tame. The Gemara says the following, Achal Tzipa Tayre B'chayah B'kolshu. If you eat a bird, which is a kosher bird, if it's alive, then it's B'kolshu, because that's Eivim and Achai. But Misasa, if it's dead, then it's a Isser Nevela, then you need a Kezayis. There is no Din Beria. But if you eat a Tameya, then Bein Bechayeh, Bein B'misasa B'kolshu. If you eat a Eif Tameh, it doesn't matter if it's alive or dead, Nechayeh B'kolshu. So, Kumtez, these are the four things you find the Isser of Beria, Namala, If you eat an ant, which is less than a gezeis, if you eat a gidanash, it's less than a gezeis, if you eat an evim and a chayit, it's less than a gezeis, or if you eat an oif tameh, which is less than a gezeis. So Tais is bothered, but what about the isin avela? Let's say you eat an oif tahar, the misasa, the Gemara says you need a gezeis. What's the pshat in that fractisis? Why don't you say by nevela also should be a din of beria and you should be chayiv by a beria even if it's less than a kezais? And also Taisus asks, legabe chelev and legabe klayakerim and legabe tevel, all these things, you don't find a din of beria. And fakir, it's mafurish in the Gemara there, Makis, legabe tevel is no din of beria. If you eat an entire wheat, you're not chayiv malchus. And who then legabe nevela? Mefurish in the Gemara in Chulin, in Dafkuf Beis, they eat an entire bird that's a nevela, you're not chayiv. What's the pshat? How come legabe certain yisurim you find the din of beria, legabe other yisurim you don't find the din of beria? So the emes is the Gemara in Makis asks the Mishnah in Makis where the Rabbanan answered Reb Shimon that an amol is a beria. Reb Shimon brought a raya from the amol that yichayiv bekolshu, and the Rabbanan says it's a beria. Reb Shimon said, "Af chita achas kibriyasa. A chita is also a beria." And the Gemara there in Makis brings a brisa that the Rabbanan say that beria is neshama chashiva. Beria, which is not a beria, is neshama is like chashiva. That you need the beria should be a living beria, a whole living organism, as opposed to a chita, which is not a living organism that doesn't have the chashivas of a beria. So Taisus is still bothered, but you didn't answer nevela. That's also called the beria is neshama. You have an entire bird. An oiftar, you're telling me an oiftameh is called a beria if I eat it when it's dead, but an oiftar not. Why not? Why shouldn't an oiftar be just as much of a beria as an oiftameh? They're both beria's neshama. And more fractasis, as Taisus is naming on that a gid anosha and an evim and a chai, that's not called a beria's neshama. Taisus names on only an animal, that's called a beria's neshama. A whole animal, a whole bug, a whole bird, that would be called the Beris Neshama. Mashenkin and Evim and Achai, or a Gid Anosha, that Taisus Nemzon is not called the Beris Neshama. And still you see it's a Beria. So Taisus holds that that thing that the Rabbanan answered Beris Neshama Chashiva was just a Devraim Derb Shimon. It was just being Mat Cherb Shimon. They themselves don't hold that that's the Teretz. But what is the Teretz? What's the Pshat that by Nemola you have a Beria? By Oif Tome you have a Beria? By Evim and Achai you have a Beria? By Gid Anosha you have a Beria? Mashenkin and Nevela you don't have a Beria? And by chita of tevel and klayakerim and arlan, these things, entire fruit, is not called the beria, and you can't answer the beria's neshama because gidanash and even nechai is also, according to Taisus, is not called the beria's neshama. So Taisus and Chulin says that the key to that answer is Agamara. Agamara says, mefarish nami kiberia dami. That is the answer. Because just like mefarish is kiberia, beria is a din of mefarish. And Taiz explains like this. When the Torah says, L'seichal sheretz, the Torah was talking about a sheretz, it's being mefarish, that we're talking about a sheretz, even if the sheretz is less than a kezayis. So the Torah is being mefarish, less than a kezayis, and that's why you chayev and a beria less than a kezayis. When you eat the case where the Torah says, L'seichal sheretz, and you ate a sheretz, so that's mefarish, and that's like beria. That's the site of the dim beria. If you have a sheretz which is more than a kezayis, you didn't eat the whole sheretz, you ate a kezayis. So a kezayis from the sheretz is also nechel neterek, because that mechil is bekezayis. But when you ate an entire sheretz, that's the mefarish of the Torah, leseichel sheretz. And who had an oif tamei? The Torah says leseichel oif tamei. So it's mefarish, even less than the kezayis. And who had an gid anosha? Okay, leyechem and yisrael gid anosha. The gid anosha is mefarish, even less than the kezayis. And Taisa says it also applies to evim and achai. It's a little bit schwer. The Torah didn't mention Eivor by Eivor Menachai, but we learn out that way. We darsh in the Pasuk, L'seichel and Nefesh and Abbas is talking about Eivor Menachai. It's like the Torah is Mepharish and Eivor Menachai. Mashekei Nevela, Nevela is referring to the meat. Nevela is not referring to the animal. Nevela is referring to the meat. So the Torah was never Mepharish an animal that died. The Torah said meat of a dead animal. That's what Nevela means. L'seichel Nevela means meat. And the same thing is as if the Torah would have said, L'seichel chita of klai hakerim, or l'seichel chita of chelev. Of tevel. So the Torah would have specified a chita. So then, if you eat an entire chita, that's mefarish. But the Torah never said that. The Torah said l'seichel tevel and didn't specify a particular fruit or entity of Tevel or Klai Kerem, all these things. And that's why there's no din barrier. Chaylev also, Taiz explains, because chaylev is no such thing as a chaylev. It's not an object. Chaylev is a thing. If you eat all the chaylev on the behemoth, that's not eating a specific chaylev. There's such a thing called a sheretz, a oiftame, a gedanosha, and a v'menachai. But there's no such thing as a nevela. Nevela means the meat of the nevela. Chaylev means the chaylev. Klayakarim, or tevel, or all these things. There's no specification of a specific item that's mefarish. That's Taisus Mahalach and Beriyah. And he understands it from Agamara, mefarish nami kiberiyah dami, that it's one thing, that whenever the din kezayis is alts min astam, when you say achila stam achila is bekezayis, when you specify a certain achila, then achila becomes that specification. So just like shvur shal echel kol shu yichayev because you're mefarish, so who are then? The Torah shiev kezayis is alts when you're dealing with a stam achila. When the Torah says specifically, sheretz, or eif tamei, or gedanosh, or eif menachai, which is a specific thing, there's a din of beriyah. Hashenke, nevela, chelev, klayakarim, tevel, v'chuli, there's no specific item that the Torah specified to be mefarish. The other Rishonim don't learn that way. The other Rishonim learn like Rashi is mashma, Rishonim, the Rajba, the Ramban, the Ran, and Chulin, the Anav Tzadik Vav, and the Torah Sabayis, and the Rajba. And this was all brought in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Tur, and the Beis Yosef, and Simon Kuf, and Yeridea. They go with the Pasha Taish. Beri has nothing to do with mefarish. Beri is the Chashivas. But in order to get the chashivas of Beriah, you need three tanaim, they say. The first tanai is that you need a brias neshama. Like the Gemara says in Marcus, and they learn that that's taka d'pshat in the Rabbanan. So anything that's not an animal, anything that's a plant, is not going to have a din of a Beriah, and that would answer klayakarim, and that would answer tevel and erla, and anything which is not an animal, it's not a brias neshama, the male is no din Beriah. Mashang and the other Rishayim hold that a gira nosh and evim nachai is called the beris neshama because it comes from an animal. It doesn't have to be the organism of the animal. Anything which was alive or was part of a living thing and it's a beria would have this tanai of rias neshama. The second tanai, which they use for chaylev, is that it has to be that when it's yicholik, it's ein shmayolov. That's a klal of what a beria is. And by ein shmayolov, they don't mean like taisus, which taisus is referring to the shame of the iser, that the Isser of the Torah is talking to a specific entity. I don't mean that. It doesn't have to do with how the Torah expressed the Isser. It has to do with the actual thing. Is this object a entity, an organism, a beria, which if you split it, so then it's not. It's only half a thing. And what's that called? Lafuke l'mashal chaylev. There's no such thing as an entity called chaylev. Even if you have all the chaylevs on the kliyos, it's not an entity b'chlal. It's the same chaylev. You don't have one chaylev or a half of a chaylev or two chaylevs. Chaylev is chaylev. So that's why chaylev cannot really be a beria. So we have namal is a beria, it's an entity. And aiftame is a beria, it's an entity. A gidanosh is an entity, it's a gid. It's a gid. You can have one gid, you can have two gidim, you can have a half a gid, it's a gid. An eva menachai is an entity, it's an eva. You can have one eva, you can have two evarim, you can have half an eva, it's an entity. Chaylev is no such thing. Now, how do they answer nevela, though? What about the oif tam? And it's a nevela. It is. It's a knife. It's an animal. It's an entity. And then in a whole like thesis that it makes any difference how the Torah expressed the iser. So why isn't an oif tam a beria alts the din of nevela? So Rashi already says this in Afkuf Beizim Ebeiz in Chulun on that Gemara that an oif tam doesn't have a din of beria alts nevela. And the Rishonim say it, the Ramban and the Rashi and the Ran. The Rush goes like Taisus, but other Rishonim say this, that in order to be have an Issa Beri, it has to be Aser Metchilas B'yasei. It has to be created Aser. If it's created Mutter and then Giran, it became Aser, that doesn't have a Chshivas of Beriah. So in Amala, an Aif Tamei, a Gidanosh, an Evim and a Chai, these things were created Aser, that's why they're going to be Aser, that's why they're going to be a Beriah. Hashek and Nevela, it didn't have the Issa Nevela when it was created, it only became Aser when it died. So Mamela doesn't have the Chshivas of Beriah. So these are the three Tnaim that you need. You need a Brias Neshama, but they expand Brias Neshama more than Taisus, that Evim and Achai and Gidah Nasha, even though it's not an entire entity of an animal, but even a part of an animal, which is an entire entity by itself, is a din of Brias Neshama. you mean that it should be a chalek v'ein shmei alav, it should be considered one entity with one shem, lafuke chalev, and you mean it should be asum etchilas b'yasi lafuke nevelo. That's the Rishayin is Malach of Beria. And this Gemara that says, Beria nami, the Mefarish nami ki Beria dami, just means that there's a dinyan. Beria has nothing to do with Mefarish. Not like Taishas that says that Beria is a vart of Mefarish, because the Torah is Mefarish Hashem Isser. That's not the vart of Beria. Beria is a chashivas. But all Mefarish gets that same chashivas, like Rashi says, in Yu'achshave. That's the Malach of Rishayin. Now, I want to say I have an interesting discussion with Rabbi Kivega and the Chavaz Das and the Plesi about this topic. The place he wanted to be mechadish, that the big shiloh about bugs, if bugs in the vegetables is a problem because it's a beria, so the place he wanted to be mechadish, that the bugs that need the sheretz ha'aretz, that have to be sheretz ha'aretz, there's a halacha when a bug is hatched in a vegetable, doesn't become usher until it's sheretz ha'aretz, until it leaves the vegetable and becomes sheretz ha'aretz in certain cases. So the place he says that maybe is not considered a beria, because it's not considered asr mitchilas b'yasai. Because until it was cheris al aretz, it wasn't asr. So it's not considered asr mitchilas b'yasai. As I will say, I'm going to say chiddush. So the Chavaz Das argues. Chavaz Das says that avada, a sheretz, will zicha be called asr mitchilas b'yasai. He says that's a din of namala. Namala is also a sheretz al aretz, which doesn't become asr until it's cheris al aretz. And you see him at first, it's called a beria. And he says like this. He says, because asam etchilas b'yasei, that's not the main vart. If you look in the Ran, and you look a little bit in the Rajma, you see they jukais the vart a little bit different. It's not just asam etchilas b'yasei. The yisayin adavar is it a min iser? Is it asam b'mikri or is it asam b'etzem? They also use this answer why shara niskal is not called the beria. The Gemara says that shara niskal, which is this arev with the other shvarim, the Gemara Sakasha, one you say it's batel, the Gemara says because the Dav should be minion or a Baal Chai. One you say a Shara Niskel is a Beria, and they say the same answer. Shara Niskel is not Asim Etchilas B'yasei. According to Taisus, also the answer is because by Shara Niskel it doesn't say Lo Yechel Shara Niskel. It says Lo Yechel Espesare. There's an issue on the Basar of the Shara Niskel. If the Taisus would say Lo Yechel Shara Niskel, maybe it would be called a Beria. But I'll go upon him. It's the same answer because it's not Asim Etchilas B'yasei. So the Chavaz Das is saying, not a vart of tchilas b'yaseh. It doesn't matter when it became aser. It matters, is it a min iser? Is it aser be'etzem? You have an amala, a knife tameh, you get a nasha. These things are a min iser. Vashengen and a vela, the etzem min is mutter. It's a kosher bird. A mikra happened to it that made it aser. Or shar niskal. It's a kosher animal. It's a shar. A mikra happened that made it aser. That's not called a beria. Simeli says by namalim, even if the grata doesn't become asa till it's sheretz halaaretz, but the pshat is it is a min asa. It's not a mikra that happened that the shritz halaaretz was a mikra that happened that made it asa. Adarab, it's an amal, it's a min iser. Grati min itnai of sheretz halaaretz. That's not cool that it's not asa metchilas b'yasa. Even if chronologically it had a shas hetter, but it's not the point. The point is it's a min iser. And the Chavaz Das says I have a raya to this. Because every nevela also happens to have an iser of ena zavuach. Every nevela, enechinami, it became aser only after it died. It became a nevela, so it wasn't aser mitchilas b'yasei, but it was aser mitchilas b'yasei. There's an iser called enei zavuach. There's an iser asei. A lot of rishonim hold this way. Taisus in common places that there's an iser asei in every behema. That there's you're not allowed to eat it if it's not shechted, and that iser asei remains even after it dies. So, v'ekta chavaz das. So, why isn't every nevela? Why doesn't it have the din of beria? Mitzad the is in the vela, the Rishayim are saying it's not asr mitchilas b'yasei, but it is. There's an isr ena zavuach mitchilas b'yasei. So why doesn't it have yena isr ena zavuach, which it still has now mitchilas b'yasei and shebi'asei al zberia? Elamai, because the isr ena zavuach, even if it was there mitchilas b'yasei, but it's not a min isr. That's not the pshat that it's asr be'etzem. It's missing zvicha, it's missing shkita. It's really a kosher animal, it's missing something. That's not going to make it a din beria. So it's not the yisayid when it became asa. Did it become asa mitchilas b'yasa or did it become asa later? The yisayid adavar is it asa be'etzim or asa be'mikra? Is it a miniser or is it asa because something happened or didn't happen to it? So Rabbi Kivegan is an aron on the Chavaz Das. He says like this. He says he always had the kasha v'ein zavuach. And the nusach he used to ask the kasha was like this. The Gemara says that oif tor is not called a beria b'misasa. Legabe Malkus. Like we said, Beri is totally two dinim. There's a din Beri is brought down Legabe, you don't need Kazayis for Malkus. Beri, you don't need a shear. When you have a Beri, you get Malkus even less than a shear. And also Legabe Bittul Bereif. That a Beri is not Bittul Bereif. So because they get asked, the Gemara is good, because the Gemara is discussing Legabe Malkus. And there's no din Malkus Legabe Enes Levuach. Malkus is only Legabe the Lava of Nevela. And the Lav and Avela wasn't there, Matkilas Briyosai. So it's very geschmack, the Rishenim Steritz. The Lagabe, the Lav of Oif Tameh, is a din of Beri, because Oif Tameh, the Lav was there, Matkilas Briyosai. Lagabe, the Lav of Eva Menachai, there's a din Beri, because that was there, Matkilas Briyosai. But Lagabe, the Lav of Nevela, there's no din Beri, because the Lav and Avela wasn't there, Matkilas Briyosai. And that's why Oif Tameh, Beim Yisasa, Beim Mechayez Bekalshu, and Oif Tar, Mechayez Bekalshu, because of Eva Menachai. The Misas is because the Lav of Nevela wasn't there Matkilas Briyosai. But Lagabe Bittel doesn't matter the Lav. You have another thing. You have an Asayev in Zavuch, which was there Matkilas Briyosai. So where did a Paiskim get that there's no din of Beria by a Nevela? Einachanam Mitzad is a Nevela, which wasn't there Matkilas Briyosai. There shouldn't be a din of Beria. And as I stay talking the Gemara in Chul and Afkav Beis, but typically, Lagabe Isser, there should be a din Beria Mitzad, the din of Ein Zavuch. And it should not be that way. There's no Gemara that says not that way. And you don't have the Svara of that it wasn't us in Mitzchilas B'Rasa, Legabe Ein Zavuach. That's what B'Kveg had always asked. And B'Kveg is Nusach of this Kasha of Ein Zavuach. But he's very bothered by the Chavis Das's Teretz. He says, the Chavis Das's Teretz, he doesn't understand what should be the Chilah between Ein Zavuach and Eva Menachai. Bishleim, you want to answer the Mola, the Din of Sheretz, the Din of Eif Tomei, the din of Gira Nasha, that I understand. You want to say these things are also, they're a minister, they're also be'etzim, not be'mikra. But what about Eva Menachai? Eva Menachai, it's mamish a min, it's a minheter. It's Eva Menachai, that also should be considered be'mikra. Elamai, it's totally I'm being also metchilas b'yosei. So then, Eivazai, if Eva Menachai is called a berry because it happens to be also metchilas b'yosei, so why isn't Eina Zavuch also a berry because also metchilas b'yosei? That's what you have a agar shtank akasha. But maybe we can answer that there is a chilut in Eva Menachai and Eina Zavuach. Eina Zavuach, the pshat is, it's missing the tikkun of zvicha. The Torah is makbid. You want to eat something, you need a tikkun of zvicha first. So that's not an issa be'etzim. That's an issa be'etzim, it's a dover heter. It's missing a tikkun, it's missing the din zvicha. Mashaykin, Eva Menachai, it's not the pshat that a grada needs a misa. Eva Menachai, the pshat is a balchai until it dies, is a minaser. Derech Mashal. You see that Mashal. Adam Arishim was Asa and all Baalei Chayim also. That's what it says. The Torah told that Hashem told Adam Arishim, in Eina Sati Lechem is called Esa Zvei Ezer Lechem Yel Achla Lechol Chayim Sa Aretz. You can only eat the Esa of Aretz and all the Chayim Sa Aretz could also eat the Esa of Aretz, but you can't eat from the Chayim Sa Aretz as they state in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now after the Mabel, the Eibishter went and said, Tanayach, Kierik Esav Nasati Lechem is Kail. I'm giving you all the Chayas to eat, also Kierik Esav. Then now you have it, then you can eat the Chayas. But on that it says a Tanay. Ach, Basa Benavshe Dome Loise Chaylu. That this heter that Hashem gave Tanayach to eat the Chayas are only after they die. While they're alive, the Chaya is a Minaser. So Lagabi the Esav Eva Menachai, we're dealing with something which is a Minaser. Any living organism is a min iser, calls when it's alive. Mashenkin legabe the isav ein zavuach. That's not pshat. It's a min iser, calls man. There's no shchita. Stam v'zavachta v'achalta. You need a shchita before the achil. It's a tikkun. It's a hechsher, but it's not an iser be'etzim. It's missing the tikkun and the hechsher of shchita. It is an iser asay. Mashenkin evim and achay is a min iser. Ken zayin ulai to answer b'kveig shtaka kasha azash shtaka kasha. Al kapanim, just the Chazarova, Taisus holds that the Yisayt of Beria is Mefarish. That's the Yisayt of Beria. Just like the Amari says, Mefarish is Keberia, Beria is Kemefarish. So when the Torah said a pirish of the Isser, like Sheretz, and like Eif Tameh, and like Gid, and like Eva Menachai, so that pirish makes it that when you have this entity that the Torah specifically spoke out, the Torah explicitly mentioned this entity, so that would mean that that entity would be chayiv less than the gezayis. Mashengim ha'nefela, chaylev, tevel, klayakarim, orla, the Torah never mentioned the specific entity b'chal. The Torah would have said a chita of klayakarim, a grape of Arla, then you'd be chayev. There would be a din of Beria. And Taisus says you can't say Brias Neshama is actually a fact because Taisus holds that a Gid and Evim and a Chai is not called a Brias Neshama. And Shengen, there are other Rishayim hold there's nothing to do with Mepharish with the Torah making explicit the Isser. Beria is a din of Chashivas, but it needs some time. It has to be a Beria's Neshama, and they include a Gid and Evim and a Chai into a Beria's Neshama. It has to be, if it's Yichal, like Ein Shmoyalov, it has to be a specific entity, not the Shema Isser, but the shame of the thing. Like a complete animal, a complete aether, a complete gid, a complete entity of something, as opposed to chalev, which is just not a complete something. And then the iser has to be an iser metchilas briyasa, and like the chavis das is masber, it has to be an iser, which Yerushalayim say this nusach, has to be an iser, which is an iser be'etzim, as opposed to an iser be'mikra, that knocks out nevela, which is a min heter, it's just an iser because of what happened to it, or sharon iskal, which is also because of what happened to it, that's not called the burial of the Rishayim. So now let's go weiter. The Gemara had said that Rabbi Akiva holds that Shvusha le'oicha v'achal kol shuas chayim, and the Rabbanan hold even the kezayis. And Rava says that the Rabbanan amayda machloikis v'stam mefarish tev'hakol b'kol shu, ma'itama mefarish nami keberi dami. We just talked about a little bit in the previous year. And then Rava also says, v'am Rava machloikis, if he didn't say that he's eating, he says, I won't taste it. So that's b'kolshu. The Gemara says, pshita, because tasting is what to do with eating it. Avada the shvu is on tasting, which is not doing the kazayis. Ma'adatei melitam nami kadamri inchi. Kamashmon, you think ti'ima means eating. Kamashmon, it doesn't. And then, Amar apap machlekes b'shua salva kanomis to v'hakol b'kolshu. Ma'itama kanomis nami came like a mitkishmad achilik and mefarish dami. So Karamis, you didn't say Achila. You said Kainim Kikazeh Alai. You didn't mention Achila. So Mele Blimes, even less than the Kazayis. So Taisus asked Akasha, that why is Kainamis, and we're talking about Linyan Karbon at this point, because later the Gemara says that Rav Papa is not talking about Linyan Karbon, Rav Papa is talking about Linyan Malkus, but at this point we're talking about Kainamis, Linyan Karbon, to bring a Karbon Me'ila. And Taisa says, Tema, the Chama Kaina Mehekdish, Vyugufa Lasam Shunavaka Hekdish, Vahekdish Bari Shava Pruta. You hold the whole din of Kanamis, you learn out that there's a din Me'ila from Hekdish. And Hekdish, there is a Shia, there's a Shia of Shava Pruta. So how could Kanamis bring a carbon with less than a Shava Pruta? So Taris Chaim says, a Geshmaka Teretz. Taris Chaim says, and this is really the Lashon of the Gemara, but he also brings the Lashon of the Rambam, Perik Aleph, Melchis Adara Malacha Hei, that when he brings down the din, that you kind of, you like a, Even by a kolshu, he says she'ain l'nedarim shir shekol anaydim idava reizik a mefarish kolshu. And Bemis in the Gemara already says it. The kaven the kamit kishmad achilik a mefarish dummy. So the pshat is it blames mamish mefarish. Not the pshat that it doesn't have a shir because we have no raya that he meant the shir, but kind of the balti didn't say achila. It's like a mefarish of kolshu. So you find the mashal by kainim. Let's say by hektish it's only when you have anah. They only chayav by hektish when you have anah. Now, Shengen by Kainim, if you say that Kainim chayfetz zel lezrika l'mashul, so you can't throw it either. The Isser of Kainim is Mishum Lasid the Hekdish. The Kainim has a din Hekdish on it for legabi what you asked by Kainim. But it doesn't have the same rules as Hekdish. Hekdish is an Isser anah. Kainim, the Isser, is whatever you said the Isser should be. So the same thing, l'mashul, let's say you said Mefurish, that I'm making a kainim on this, fa'anos kol shehu, fa'anos less than shavu pruta. So even though hektish needs a shavu pruta, but the pshat is that's because the suri hektish are only on a shavu pruta. Mashenki and the suri kainim is however you shtel the vek, you shtel the vek for less than a shavu pruta. So maybe you can make the issa less than a shavu pruta. Just like you can make the issa b'chlal not an issa anah, even though hektish is only anah. So Mele Kainim is Kamefarish. It's like you said Lahegya that it should be in a Kolshu, not in any Shir. That is an interesting Shmuz. What's a din if someone says Kainim Kikaze Alai? Is it only Asaba Achil or is it even Asaba Ano? Interesting, it's not Mamish Mefarish in the Peskim this Shaila anywhere. The Karen Eira in the Dorin, that Flam and Dalit, he asks the Shaila, he calls the Shaila, and he brings the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi is mashmah, the Yishalmi is mesupik mamish about the shayla. Then when someone says kainim stam, it's mean to ask the dafka b'achila or even b'anah. And then he says, he brings a kainim, he brings a raya from a gemara, from a bavli, that it is asa b'anah. And that's his maskana. But then this is, he didn't have these Rishayim. They were published way after the Keren Hora. But the Rashba on Erevin, Daf Lamed, which was first published at the end of the 1800s, and also the Chedush HaYaran on Erevin, the same place, Daf Lamed, which was published even much later, they bring down a Ravid. It was the Gay of the Gemara there in Erevin, Daf Lamed, that the Ravid says, and he learns up the Gemara there, that when someone says, Kainim Kikazeh Alai, he means Dafka Ta'asar Achila and not Hano. Not like what the Keren Hora says. That's a sheet that's arrived, that he says that Kainim Kikazeh Alai and Astam means Dafka Achila and not Hano. And he brings a Ravid from our Sugya. Because he says, our Sugya says a Chiddush, that if you, by Kainim Eis, even a Kalshu, because Skev La Mikish Magda Achila come a Farish Dami. If you're going to say that there's an Isser Hano, so of course it's a Kalshu. Because once you eat a kosher, you're having anah. And anah itself is asr. So what's the chiddush of the Gemara? And what do you need the svar of kevin lemidkish mod achila kemefarish dummy? You don't need a vart mefarish dummy. You didn't only asr achila, you asr anah. If you asr anah, by anah there's no shir. Stam, anytime you eat less than the gazayas, you're having anah. So that's the Ravid's raya from our Gemara. That stam when you say kainim kikas alai, you only mean to asr achil and anano. Now there, the Chedush HaYaran, which I don't know if it's really the Ran, but Al Kabanim, Zichar Rishon, he agreed with the Ravid. But the Rashba that brings down the Ravid, he disagrees. For the Rashba's Mavur, he held out the way. He held the kainim kikas alai does asr ano. But even though he brought the Raya that the Ravid brought from Agamara, the Rashba didn't answer the Raya. He didn't say any teretz why he holds it's not a Raya. But could be it's totally in another shaila. The shaila is, Bemison, you can ask the Ravid's kasha on all things that are asa ba'ano, like Layakarim, and Arlam, Basa B'cholav, that when you eat less than a kazayis of Layakarim, or Basa B'cholav or Arla, why don't you get Malkas al tzano? So Bemison B'chlal, there's a Machlaikas Rishenim, what's the din by Isuri Achila that have it also in Isra ano, do you get Malkas on ano? The Rambam Shita is, Perichas Hilchas Machalas Asuris Halacha Tezayin that Kol Eichel Shu Aser Ba'ana Imnenev Le'achal. He says Eino Leika. You don't get Malkus for Ana. The Achrayim speak about it. The Prichadash Lemashal and Tuf Mem Gimel by Chametz Pesach speaks about it. He brings a Riaz that argues there's a Ramban that holds that there is Malkus on Ana by Basa B'cholav. But Al Kapanim, if the Rav that holds like the Rambam that there is no Malkus normally by Ana. By Kainim is Savada, there is Malkus by Anah, because you're being Ivan Layachal Devarei. But the Pshan is by normally Macholas Asuris, when there's an Isser Anah, there's no Malkus on the Anah. So then it's not Shver, because in order to get Malkus by Macholas Asuris, you need Achila Anah, you don't get Malkus on. And the Ravid's Kasha was specifically by Kainam. He said, why was the Gemara saying for a Chiddush that by Kainam is to get Malkus on, unless in a Kazayas? If every kainim is an isser anah, every stam kainim kikas alai, without being mefarish, means an isser anah, so typically you're going to get malchus al tzanah. But if you hold like the Rishonim that you do get malchus on anah, then you're going to have the same kasha shver by every macholas asuris. Why would there be a shir kazayis by basa b'cholav or klayakarim or ola? Typically, if you less than kazayis, you get malchus mitzad da anah. But there are chreinim that naman that there is a shir for anah also. The Ravid seems to be naming on that when there's an Isser Anah, there won't be any shir for the Anah. There can't be a shir be'etzim for Anah, because Ayis is shir and Achila. Anah means Anah. It doesn't pass a shir because Ayis and Anah. But there are chayim that hold that there is a shir for Anah. Mamasha Rabbi Kivega in the Tshuva, in Simon Kuv Tzadi, in Tshuva Rabbi Kivega, he has a chakira. He has a shir for Isser Anah, a shavu pruta or kazayis. But he's naming on Avadit as a shir. That you won't get Malkus without a shear, but he wanted to know, is it shear shava pruta like you find by Me'ila, or is it kazayis? And his maskan is that it's shava pruta. The Kaivit Sa'aris in Simon and Beis, and the Emek Bracha in Nuchas Yom Kippurim, they're very bothered with Rabbi Kivega. They say the shear of shava pruta doesn't have to do with the shear in Abba Chlal. Shava pruta is always a shear in Mammon. So by Me'ila, they have a shear of shava pruta. Because by Me'ila, the Iker Isser is that you've been geizel from Hektish. So Gzeilet is a Shev Shavu Pruta. So that's a din of Me'ila. So Gzeilet dik a din. And Me'ila, that's why it's a Shev Shavu Pruta. Mashenka by other Yisri Anah, by Klayakarim, by Basa B'cholav, by Arla. whatever you see another are to kruvus of avodah zarah. How could the shir be shav pruta? What does shav pruta have to do with the suri anah? Shav pruta is a din imamin in gzela. But I don't know if the kash is mukhrich b'chlal. I saw in the Hagayis to the Tzlach in Psachim Chavez, we'll talk about the Tzlach in a second, he also names on the shir is shav pruta. I think that naming on avadit is a shir, just like a chilit is a shir, I know there has to be a shir. And it could be the shir because ice is a shver shir, because hano means how much hano you're having. So by achila, the question is how much you're eating, you have to eat a kazayas. But hano is not a question of how much you're consuming, it's a question of how much hano you're having. Could be the pshat is, it's not chshiv, if you have hano, but even that you got money from it, the hano is worth a shavah pruta, so that has a chshivas of hano. Hano is how much lamaisi you got from it. If you got from it a shir moment, that is a chshivas. Less than a shavah pruta doesn't have a chashivas b'chlal. Basically, that should be kveig in Amzon. I told you, may baruch us in Amzon that way. The tzlach in Sachem Dafchav Beis and the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Gimel, they say the shir anah is also a shir kazayis. Just like the shir achil is kazayis, the shir anah is also kazayis. So al kaponim, if you neman, there is a shir for anah. So right, it's not shir. The raivet brings the raivet from Agamara that it has to be kanamis is not an isser anah. Because if kanamis would be isser anah, so what's the chiddush? It's a kolshu. Typically, anytime you eat kolshu, you're having anah. But if anah needs a shear, whether you say like Rabbi Kiveg in the Baruch Tam, it needs a shear of shavah pruta, or whether you say like the tzlach or the minchas chinuch, that it needs a shear of a kazayis, but either way, it's more than a kolshu. You have to say a bezunder a chiddush here, that even though normally anah needs a shear, a kazayis or a shavah pruta, but kanamis, like we're saying from the Teres Chaim, Kainomis blives like a lehedidik of pirish, like a mefarish, than even a kolshu. So mele, that's why there would be einish, would be a carbon or malchus even on a kolshu. So b'kitzah on the etzim shaila, if kainim kikazeh alai, is that only an isser achil or an isser anah, which a Karen Ayer declares, he says Yishalmi declares a shaila, and he paskins on Peter Bavli that it's an isser anah. The emes is the raivin. That the Rashi brings that in Erev and Daflam and Chidush Eran holds that it means Dafka Nisar Achila, and the Rashi holds it means Nisar Anah. And the Raivet has a Raivet from our Sugya. Because what's the Chiddush of Kolshu? Anyway, Tepik Lay, you'll be Aiva Mishum Hanah. But that wouldn't be a Raivet if the old Anah also needs a Shir. If Anah needs a Shir, then it's a Chiddush that by Kanamis it doesn't need a Shir. And Rabbi Kvega and the Baruch Tam hold that Anah needs a Shir Shavah Pruta. The Slach and the Minchas Chinuch hold Anah needs a Shir Kazayis. If you hold that way, then the raya from the raya is not a raya. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings in the machloikis of yesh me'ila b'kainomis. If someone says a kainim on something, and he's over, and he has a naw from the thing that he made a kainim on, is there a chi of me'ila? Does he have to bring a carbon me'ila? The Gemara brings the braisa. V'tanya kikar ze hektish v'achla, beinu bein chaver amal. If he says a kikar is hektish and he eats it, both him and his chava have me'ila. Lefich yesh l'pidyon, since it's a complete hektish, that everybody is mayil, there is a din pidyon, you could be paid it. Kikazu olai hektish. If he says only a hektish on himself, and that's a kainim prati, hu mal, chaver loy mal. So if he's nenefemit, he's mal. If his chaver is nenefemit, he's not mal. Lefich ein l'pidyon, since it's only a hektish on him, there's no pidyon. Divrei Meir. V'chom mayrim benu ben chaver loy mal, fish ein me'ila b'kainamis. And the Chum say that nobody's mal. There's no such thing as me'ila by kanamis. So it's a machlokes tanan. When someone makes a kainim and says something is asr, is there a carbon me'ila? Is he chayev mishum me'ila? Does he have to bring a carbon me'ila if he's over? And the Gemara Lemaisa says, epuch, that according to Reb Meir, there's no me'ila, and according to Chum, there is me'ila. And that's how the Rambam paskins, in Ilchas Me'ila, Perik Dalad Alachayud, Halachates, that yesh me'ila b'kanamis, and by a kainim, there is a din of me'ila. Now, Taisus brings down the Gemara Yevamis. The Gemara Yevamis is mashmed, legabi pidyon, it doesn't have to be hektish in order to have a pidyon. As long as you have a kainim, which is also on everyone, which Yerushalayim call a kainim klali, then there's pidyon. And when the Mishnah, the Brisa says, kik is a hektish, v'achle, v'enu mechaver amal, l'fich yesh l'pidyon, it's lav dafke hektish, even if he said it b'tayris kainamis, he wasn't makdish it. He made a kainim, but if he made a kainim on everyone, both him and everyone else, that would have a din of pidyon. But that would be the tali and the shayla of yesh me'ila b'kanamis. In other words, the chachamim, or Lamaskana Rabbi Meir that holds a meila bekanama. So who would then, if he makes a kainim klali, there's no meila, and consequently there's no pinyan. You can't be paid it. Mashengin, according to the Chacham, that yesh meila bekanama, then it depends. If he makes a kainim prati, there is meila. If he makes a kainim just on himself, there is meila, but there's no pinyan. But if he makes a kainim on everybody, then there's meila for everybody, and that would make it that there's pinyan. So, Gepshut, the shayla of Yesh Me'ila Bekanamis, or Ein Me'ila Bekanamis, the chayla, the shayla is the Issa Neder a hektish? Is it a hektish? Or is it stam an Issa? If the Vart is the side of Neder is that it's hektish, so Me'ila, there's a dim Me'ila, and also there's a dim Binyan. If the side of Me'ila is that it's not hektish, it's just an Issa, so then there's no Me'ila, and then there's no Binyan. Azay L'chayra. Now the Mishnah Lamelech on the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Dalid, Halacha Tes, he declares, is this din of Yesh Me'ila B'Kanamis that we said the Rambam Paskin's like, is it Dafka when you said the Lashon of Kainim? Or who would it when you said Dovaz Asur Alai? Is it the Pshat that only when you said the Lashon of Kainim, then the Isser is a din of Hektish? When you matfis with a carbon, you said Kainim, which means carbon, or you said it's Asur Kekarbon, so then it becomes a din of Hektish. Mashengen, if Yistam said the word Asur, then it's not a Hektish Digadin. Or no, even when you said the Lashon Isser, it's a Hektish Digadin. And he says, we had spoken in a previous Yurim, that the Ran Shita is, that all Neder is Atfasa. There's no way you can make a Neder except if you matvis it in a carbon. The way Suri Nidarim work is, because since Kaidish Isser Chalipin, so mainly you can matvis in the Isser carbon. So it wouldn't be a difference if you say Asur, you say Kainim. Even if you say Asur, the way the Neder is Chal, Asur is like a Yad of Asur Kekarbon. So there couldn't be any difference if you say Asur or if you say Karbon. But according to the other Rishainim that hold, that there's two ways you can make a Neder. You can make a Neder with that Fasa and be matvis it in a Karbon, or you can make a Neder without that Fasa and say it's Asur. So is this Din of Me'ila B'Kanamis, Dafka when you say Kainim, or even when you say Asa, that's quite the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mekevis of Mishnah Ivanart, he's medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Alocha Yud, he says, Kol Nesarim Olav Mineder Kizeh Mitztarfin. He wants to say, like Agamara says, that the two Nedarim are Mitztarfin, you bring a Karb Me'ila. He says, Kol Mitztarfin Olav Mineder Kizeh Mitztarfin. Why does he say Mineder Kizeh? Like a Neder like this one. What's it coming Lafuke? All Nedarim have a din of Me'ila. He should have said, call him Mitztarfin, all of Beneder Mitztarfin. What's Beneder Kizem Mitztarfin? What's the extra word Kizem? A Neder like this one. Vice dice, it's only in the case that the Rambam says, the case where he said Kainim, where he said Karbon, where there's Matfis in the Karbon, there's a din that is Me'ila. But stand that you say also, then it's a Chalais Issa without Me'ila. Because the din of Me'ila is assuming that the pshat is that the Issa Neder comes, it is an Issa Hektish, it has a din Hektish, and you give him a chalak. When you matfis in Hektish, then you make a chalais Issa Hektish on the, then the kainim goes to us a chalais Issa Hektish. Now, Sheikh, when you stam say Dover is the Osir Alai, you're not being matfis Hektish, it's not a din Hektish. That's like the Mekevis and Mishnah. The Steinblatt brings us all down in Simon Chafei and Adarim Eis Gimel. And he says that the Imre Bina says that the Radvaz in Chela Gimel Simon Taf Resh also says this Yisayid, just like the Mekevis HaMishnah, that when you say a Lashon Issur, there's no Me'ila, just when you say a Lashon Kainim. And the Imre Bina himself, it's in Dina Nidarim Simon Tes, he's Medayik in the Rashi and Yevamis. Rashi and Yevamis brings down the din of Yesh Me'ila B'Kanamis. And Rashi says, if you hold Yesh Me'ila B'Kanamis, he says, the Kachay B'edek Abayi say, Mish'ama Kainim Dovazel Lai. The Ikasava Ein Me'ila, Zogt Rashi, the Kainim Lashon Nederhu. So Rashi is explaining Ein Me'ila B'Kainamis because Kainim is a Lashon Neder. B'Yasir Bir, the Man Yom Yesh Me'ila B'Kainamis is a Pshat because Kainim is a Lashon Hektish, is a Lashon Abedek Abayis. And the Man Yom Ein Me'ila B'Kainamis is a Pshat that Kainim is a Lashon Neder. So Avad, if that's the Machlokes, if Yesh Me'ila B'Kainamis or Ein Me'ila B'Kainamis, if Kainim is a Lashon Hektish or Kainim is a Lashon Neder, if you don't say the Lashon of Kainim, if you just say Asur, assuming that Isser is doesn't need that fasa, it's not like a Yad of Kainim, so Avada Asur would not be considered Adin Me'ila B'Chlal L'Kuli Alma. But still, you have to understand, what's the Pshat Hektish? Does it mean it's Mamish Hektish? Is it the pshat is that when someone says, if you hold yesh mila b'karamis, and that's how the Rambam paskins, the pshat is that b'kainim, it's mamish hektish. Well, no, it's not mamish hektish. Because the chayr, there's no din mamin hektish here. That's what the stipler brings earlier in Eis Aleph there in Simon Chafei. That he brings from the Imre Bina, and he brings also from the Achi Ezer in Chelek Yerudei Simon Yudches, Chelek Bei Simon Yudches. That doesn't belong to Hekdesh. You didn't give it to Bed the Kabayis. The Frat, the Kainim Prati. If you say Dov is a Aser Alai, but still belongs to you. So it doesn't belong to Hekdesh. But still was saying that there's a din me'ilah. Right? He says, there is epis a hektish here. So what's the pshat in the hektish? Is it mamash a hektish? Akaponim, it's not mamash hektish. But there's a din, it's a kedusha. A kedusha of hektish is chal on the chayfetz. Oh no. So Reb Shmuel Rizovsky speaks about it in his shir, in Chedush Reb Shmuel, in the Darim Simen Tezvah Vezdalad, that he says that the rush in Daf Lamed Gimel in the Darim is mashmit, it's mamash hektish. It's completely hektish. But Shmuel Rizovsky tain is that it's mashma from Rashi here in Shavuos that it's not hektish. Because the shayla is like this. The Gemara says that a kainim on everybody, that hu v'chaverim all this pidyon. A kainim just on him, hu mal l'fichach ein l'pidyon. Why is there no pidyon by a kainim prati? So the Ran in the Darim says, because kevin the chaver l'imal, olam hektish l'mitfis pidyonei. It's not a strong enough hektish to be teifis opinion. Biradover, because it's not completely hektish. There's a lot missing in this hektish. It's only hektish b'negei yenis hanor. It's a very mechudish dika hektish. It's hektish, but it's hektish b'negei yenis hanor. B'negei anything else, it's not hektish. So it's a shmacha hektish. A shmacha hektish can't be teifis opinion b'chlau. That's shayt nirat. So that could work by saying that if you hold yesh mila b'kanamis, kanamis is hektish. Now, if you make a kainim klali, so then it's a complete hektish. And if you make a kainim prati just on one person, so that's a limited hektish. A limited hektish, you can't be painted because it's a shvacha hektish, like all the mitzvahs ben yainik. That's state in the rat. And the darim daf lamed hay. But Rashi here says, ain le pidyon, la tiru lo, shle nem a pidyon be surin. Rashi doesn't say because like all the mitzvahs ben yainik. Rashi says, le nem a pidyon be surin. If it's a kainim klali, it's hektish, but hektish is pinyin, prada bekecha. But if it's a kainim prati, it's an isser, lenem a pinyin misurin. And as I state more mafurish in the Rimagash, it says in the Rimagash is aloshin, lefisha pinyin ele bedavashu gufei hektish, avashain gufei hektish el shu oiser al ademechet hektish, havle isser ba'alam al oiser adam ve isser en le pinyin. That's the loshin of the Rimagash. A kainim klali is hektish, a kainim prati is just an isser. And as I state in the Meiri, so effective Shmuel Rizovsky, members of Bechanan asks this kashin, Kovitz Aris, Simonon Beis, he brings down the Rashi, he says, very schwer, if it's only an Issa, so why is the Mila? You want to make a chilik that a kainim klali is hektish, and a kainim prati can't be hektish, because how could you have a hektish just for one thing? Elamai is just an Issa, so then there wouldn't be Mila. That I can understand. A kainim prati is Mila, a kainim klali is Mila, a kainim prati is no Mila. But the man named Yesh Mila B'Kanamis holds, the man named Yesh Mila B'Kanamis holds is Mila by both. Now, by a kainim klali, there's pidyon. By a kainim prati, there's no pidyon. If it's just an issa, why is the Mila? So, Taina Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, Vaistas, you have to say like this. That be'etzim, it can't be hektish. You can't really have such a hektish that's only hektish, legabi one person, legabi one thing, passes as a hektish. It's not called hektish b'chlal. So, why is the Mila? Because the issa you're shafting on it is an issa v'as nemsach v'an hektish. It's a hektish dika issa. It's not hektish. But the issa is an issa v'an kedusha, an issa v'an hektish. So even though it isn't hektish, but that's the halacha of me'ila. When the Torah said there's a karba me'ila, for someone that's mayel b'kadshe Hashem, someone that chepers with kachim, he has to bring a karba asham because he was nenet from kachim. So who would then something which isn't hektish? But the Isser that's coming mitzad the parish in the Darim is an Isser from Hektish that also is Mechayev the same carbon that's also Mechayev a carbon Me'ilah. But the Amazon, it's not Hektish. That's what you have to say. Well, that's Rashi and the Rimagash and the Me'iri that say Mefurish that the reason why there's no opinion is because it's an Isser Ba'alma because ain't opinion be soon, it's not Hektish. So as why is the Me'ilah? Vice says, even if it's not Hektish, but the Isser is a Hektish, the Kedin. It's chal on the chayfetz and nihug of dinei hekdish, and mamela is a din me'ila. So if Shmuel wants a taina, a big nafkamina la'alacha also, because the Mishnah Lamelech, dein hilchus me'ila, perek dalet alacha tes, he asks a shayla, we know if somebody's over on a kainim, he gets a lav le'yachal devari. And if someone is nene from hekdish, his it b'me'ila, there's a different lav. His it b'me'ila ba'azhara. It's a shigal shayla in the shayna what the azhara is. Rashi in Makis Daf Yud Gimel says it's Azara that's learned there from Chuma, but Al Kapanim, his Ibimila is Bazara, but it's not the Lav Layachel. Someone's Nenef from Hektish. If it's Beshegig, he brings a carbon. If it's Bemezid, he gets Malchus. So he wants to know if you hold Yesh Me'ila Bekanamis, which means that Beshegig, you bring a carbon. Vitzi Bemezid, is there a din that you get Malchus Al Smeila and you should get two Malchus? He says, L'chayr, it should be that way. There's a Malchus of Layachel Devar that we know. And the Chayyid should also be a Malchus of his Ibimila. But he said, don't say it anywhere. Abyssal Shver. Taina Rishmu Wazowski, Enechanami. It's a little like the Rosh that the Yisayna Dover is its Mamish Hektish. And the only reason why a Kainim Prati doesn't have a Pidyon is like the Ran says, like all in the Mitvis Pidyonai. It's a Shracher Hektish. It's not Gnug Shtak the Hektish to have a Pidyon. But the Yisayna Dover is as a Hektish. So why wouldn't there be a lav of his Ibimil also? The Chayyidah should be two lavin. Mashaykin, if you learn like Rashi, and the Rimagash and the Meiri that say klar, that the reason why there's no pidyon is because it's not hektish, it's an isser. And how could there be a pidyon by an isser? So Mela, even though Lagabi the carbon, we could say this vart, that since the isser nemsach mitzad the dine hektish, so Mela there's a carbon Mela. But mitzad the lav, maybe not. Mitzad the lav, Ibalta doesn't say anywhere that on regular kainim you get a lav, by mezi you get two malchus, you have a lav of leyachal and a lav of me'ila. So the lav of me'ila is only going at something which is not hektish, but something which really isn't hektish. It just has the issa hektish, so b'shegi you'll bring a carbon mitzad the issa hektish, but b'mezi there won't be a din of hizib in me'ila. As I can tell you, it also has other chilukei dinim, like I'll be mechuber, it won't be so meshuber to the din of me'ila. Now, in fact, Rav Shmuel Wazowski like this, and Bemisin he says it's not Makasha. If you're going to say that by a kainim prati, there's an issa ba'alma, there's an issa which is not mitzad da'atzim hektish. So, every kainim klali should have yena issa too. Every kainim klali should also have the issa kainamis, milvad the din hektish that it has. But it should also have the issa also. So, Bishlaim, if you learn that all it is hektish, Kainim is hektish, that's what it is. And Mimela and a Kainim Prati, the only reason why you can't be paid it is because they all on the mitvis pidyainai. So then we understand by a Kainim Klali, which is all on the mitvis pidyainai, you take off the hektish and Mimela it's mutter. But if you're going to say by a Kainim Prati, there's another issu here. It's not hektish. It's an issu of a snemsach from hektish. It has me'ila. It's a hektish dikka issu. It has me'ila, but it's an issu which is not hektish, it's an issa ba'alma, like Rashi calls it. So why don't you have yene issa by a kainim klali also? How could pidyon work? So Taina Rav Shmuel is asking like this. When you're trying to make a hektish dika issa on the chayfetz, if the chayfetz happens not to be hektish, like by kainim prati, which is no such hektish, that's hektish legabi one person, not legabi another person. That's what Chittas Rashi is. So Mela, that's chal, the issa in the parashas of Darim, the issa of le'achal devar, that's what's chal. Grant that's a hektish dikke issa to be a din me'ila with it. But it's not hektish. Masha'en Kain, when the chayfetz, it could be chala emes a hektish on the chayfetz, like by a kainim klali, that you're being makdish on everyone. So then it's not chal this hektish dikke issa you want to be chal on it. It could only be chal an issa neder, a hektish dikke issa, on something which is not hektish, but you want to answer it. So mele, it's chal an issa kilo it's hektish. If it is hektish, so the ganze issa that's chal is hektish. So Kumdes will end up with a kula. That when you paid it, so now the hektish went off. So all these serum go off. If the pshat is it's not hektish, then you want to make a chalais iser hektish on it when it's not hektish. So good. So it's not hektish. And it has an ichtish dik iser. And on the iser, you don't say pinyin. Vashenge by a kainim klali, that could be hektish already. As a shayin chal hektish, it's not going to be chal a hektish dik iser on something which is taka hektish. It's already hektish. How could you say that if the chal is ki'ilu is hektish when it is hektish? So if it's hektish, that's the only thing that's chal. You pay the hektish, that's a smut. It does look to Pshu Wazowski as svar. So just to sikum what we have till now, we have the machloekis in the Gemara of Yesh Mila B'Kanamis, Ein Mila B'Kanamis. We spoke out the Mekevus HaMishnah, and the Ridvaz, that's dafka when you said Loshin Kainim, when you say Loshin Issa L'Chuli Almas, is going to be Ein Mila B'Kanamis. And we spoke out that's Alts, the Mishnah L'Melech, that closes for a Shaila, says that that would only be if you hold that it's Nedar, and there's two ways to make a Nedar. You could say Dav is also without a Tvasa, or you could say Atvasa. If the whole Nedar is Atvasa, then you can't make such a Chiluk. And Taisus reads Ice that a Kainim Kloli has Pidyon, even if it's not Mamash Hektish, even if he started with a Kainim. But he said that Chayyid the two Mahalchim, that's what Shulzovsky was saying. This Mahalach of the Rosh, that's Mamash Hektish. Sayakainim Pradi, Sayakainim Kloli, if you hold Yesh Mila B'Kanamis, that's Mamash Hektish. And the only reason why a Kainim Prati doesn't have Pidyon is because they own the Mithvis B'Dyoin, that's the man in the Dharm. And we have this other Mahalach that Rashi, the Rimagashim Iri, says that a Kainim Prati is not Hektish, it's an Issa B'Alma. And why is it Mila? So Shulzovsky says it's a Hektish Dik Issa. And Meili clashed to say that there'd be no line for his at B'Mila then. It's just Mila B'Shegig a carbon. And a Kainim Kloli, V'Balt, a Kainim Kloli could become Hektish, and Meili becomes Hektish. It doesn't only have the Issa Hektish. It becomes Mamash Hektish and Mamel this Pidyon. Now, in the Din Me'ila by Kainamis, he could clear two Shailas. Mamas already cleared the Shaila. What's Din by Mezid? Is it in his B'Me'ila by Kainamis? And we said it might be totally if it's Mamash Hektish or it's just Hektish the Kedin, and Issu has a Niyag of Hektish. And the Ran in the Dharm left Mamad Hay says that he has a suffix by Me'ila. We always have a Din, Al Kapana by Bedek and Bayis. We have a din that once you mail, it becomes mutter, it becomes isektish. So would that apply by Kanamis as well? As I claimed the Rana Shaila, and the Stipler adds ice, even though by Kedushas HaGuf, which doesn't have a pidyon, there it doesn't go out L'chulin. It's dafka by Kedushas Dam, which is Yesh L'pidyon, that it goes out L'chulin. So L'chaya, a Kainim Prati, which doesn't have a pidyon, L'chaya should be like Kedushas HaGuf, that doesn't go out L'chulin. As Dr. Stipler, Kedushas HaGuf Mitzad, the Chaymer doesn't have opinion. It's too Chaymer to have opinion. The Mela, Rosa doesn't go out L'chulim by Me'ila. Mashengen HaKainim Prati Fakent. It's too Shmach HaHekdash Le'olam L'mitvis B'dyaynay. That's not going to prevent it from going out L'chulim with Me'ila. But they're on blimes by Yisafik. Now L'chay, if you name on that it's not Mamash HaHekdash B'chlal, Al-Kapanim by HaKainim Prati, L'chay, it's Pashid that it's not going to go out L'chulim. Ayidei Me'ila. You only find out that Hektish goes out L'chulin. Yisurim don't go out, just like Yisurim don't have Pidyon, Yisurim don't go out L'chulin with Me'ila. But the Ran is also L'chay declaring by Kainim Kloli as well. Shailah is what exactly is a Shailah? So the Stipler is Masbir that the Pshan is like this. Like we spoke out before, even if it's Hektish, L'chay there's no Din Mum in Hektish. That's L'chay the difference. You weren't Maktish L'Bedek HaBayis. You're not giving it to Hektish. L'chay, it's an Isser Hektish. It's a Gedusha Dika Isser, which is Chalon it. So even if it's considered Mamish Hektish, but Al Kapanim Hektish really doesn't have a Din Mum in here. That's Tainet the Stipler. So Mela could be the whole Din Yitzir L'chulin is Midin Zela. Me'ila is a Gzela. And Mela is stealing it from Hektish. And that's a Mumanistic Din. And Mela, also Gzela, you kind of, like Shina is kind of, a Gazlan asks, Yenik Zela makes it, you're kind of, that's what makes it ice hektish. Mashenkin here, where Al-Kapanim, by Kainim Prati, is looking that way. He wants to say, by Kainim Klali also, it's not a mummin. The hektish doesn't have a mummin here. It's a Kedusha. It has a Kedusha of hektish without the din mummin. So Mela could be the Pshat and Kedusha's a goof. It's not only because it's more chomer, and it can't have pidyon, and Mela, it can't go out l'chulin. Kedusha is a guf, is a pshat. It's not the kedusha doesn't nemtzach mitzad the din mamen. The kedusha is be'etzim there, so that's why you can't steal the mamen because there is no din mamen. So maybe kanamis in that prat, even if there's pidyon, but pidyon could work if it's not kedusha is a guf. Pidyon could work. Stam, it could be meichel the kedusha. You find pidyon which is not mamen. You find, let's say, pidyon ma'aser sheni, which is stam afkal of the kedusha. So you have kedusha. And opinion is mafkira kedusha. Mashenkin me'ila, me'ila be'etzim won't be mafkira kedusha be'etzim. The me'ila is mafkira the kedusha mitzad gzeila. Also gzeila shabai. It brings in a sivis that says that, in Simon Chavches. So it clears that could be the suffix of the Ran if the pshat is that me'ila be'etzim is afkov the kedusha's hektish, or no, me'ila be'etzim is afkov the moment of hektish. And the male of my kanomis, where the hekdesh doesn't nemsach mitzvah, the moment of hekdesh, you didn't give it to ben the kabayis. It just says the kedusha of hekdesh, it wouldn't be shaykh to go out l'chul and aydei me'ilah. Now, I'm sure Rizovsky also clears at the end of Siman Dezvav another shayla. We know by me'ilah is a din, you have to pay back the hekdesh. You don't only have to bring a carbon, but you have to pay back the hekdesh. So what's the din, legabe me'ilah b'kanomis? You have to pay back the hekdesh. So he brings a tesefta, he also the tesefta that's mashman, you have to pay back the hekdesh. Well, if he toivis and asa, he brings also Yushalmi, he brings Raya, so you have to pay back the hekdesh. And he says, he heard b'shem of Itzel Panovich that you have to pay back the hekdesh, but not the pshat that you, when you have me'ilo, you pay back the hekdesh, because it doesn't really belong to hekdesh. Like we said, there's no mammon hekdesh here. What you have to pay back is that you have to take a chayfetz and pay it back, and the male then chayfetz would have the same issachayim as the one that you were that you were from. He brings this also from the Chazanish. The Chazanish in Hilchas Mila Perek Dalid says that you pay back Karen v'chaymish, but it doesn't go to hektish, but it becomes the same type of hektish it was before. And the svara is like what we said, l'chayra. The svara is that even if you hold that Yesh Mila B'Kanamis is a hektish, but it's not a mammon hektish, it's a kedusha. So Mamele, you have to pay back, meaning that's a din of Mila. You have to replace the kedusha. But Vaita won't be mammon hektish. Vaita would have the same din Mila as before. But he brings there a bitzel panovich, he brought a rayon from the Ridvan Adarim that you don't have to pay back at all. Because the Ridvan Adarim says that why did the Rif leave out the whole din of Me'ilah by Kainimus? Zog the Ridvan, because not negay bismanazet, Me'ilah is negay to a carbon, bismanazet or of carbonis, so male, the Rif leaves out the din of Me'ilah by Kainimus. So a bitzel tain is, if the pshanas you have to pay back, that should be negay bismanazet also. If someone b'shegig was over on a Kainim, he'll have to pay back, in other words, he'll have to replace it, and that the new chayfetz will have the yisakainim. Vices it holds, you don't have to. So l'chayr, it's totally what Rav Shmuzovsky said before. If you learn like the Rosh, that the pshat is there is an emes hektish, even if there's no mum in hektish, but there's a kedusha from hektish, and there'll be a big chiddush that there could be a hektish b'negei in one person, not b'negei in another person, but it's a hektish. And that's why there's me'ilah. And the pidyon, the pshat is, that's in the opinion, but like the Ran says, like all the mitzvahs b'dyanei. So on hektish, if there's a din me'ilah l'cha, you have to return it. You have to give it back to hektish. So you have to replace it with another chayfetz, and that chayfetz will have the same din hektish. But if you learn like the Rashi, the Rin Megashim Iri, that says by a kainim prati, it's an issa ba'alma, so then it'll be mistar ba'al-kapanim by a kainim prati, that there won't be a din to pay back, because there's nothing to pay back. It does. It's not hektish. It just has the issa hektish. So a carbon you have to bring because you chep it with an issa hektish. But paying back is dafka when it was mamish hektish. Then ashechotem in a kodesh yishalim. Then you have a din to pay back hektish. What hektish is missing? But if it's bechalal not hektish, it's an issa ba'alma. L'chayr is no makom to pay back. That l'chayr would be the pshat in the Ritva. That Bissel Panovich is medayik. That there's no chiv to pay back at all.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.